show. Let's give them praise.
What up, good people? It's your man Lynn in the building. Yo, bringing y'all another episode of Giving the Mic Raw and Unrehearsed, you heard? Yo, man, check it out, yo. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm going to tell y'all, I'm about to share something with y'all right quick, what I thought would be funny and entertaining, but uplifting at the same time. So, yo, this morning, I wake up, man, I'm doing my thing, you know, cooking, you know, special pancakes for my babies and all, putting it down, throwing it down like a man up in the kitchen and stuff, making beautiful stuff happen. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm saying. And so, look, I'm doing my bills, look up, realize I need my wallet, y'all, and I can't find my wallet. So, look here, the fellas know what I'm talking about, but, I know the ladies know what's up when, you know, when you think you done lost something that's very personal and has personal information. And I know it's a threatening feeling, man, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm getting up, I'm looking all over the house for my wallet, you know, I go into my office, man, I'm in there, I'm looking, I can't find this thing, man, I'm all over the place, I'm upstairs, I'm downstairs, I'm asking my wife to help me look for this thing, man, and I'm like, I'm running through 1,000 things in my brain. I said, man, I know exactly what I did with my wallet last night, man. I mean, I paid the waitress at the restaurant. I got in my car, you know, and I stopped by the shop, and the lady wouldn't let me in because I wanted to get some goat's milk. Yeah, goat's milk and your coffee off the chain, y'all. I just want to let you know that. Goat's milk, coffee, off the chain. A little sweet. You know, you got to sweeten goat's milk first, though. Off the chain, though. For real, though. For real, though. Try it out. Holler back at me if you do and you like it. Anyways, let me keep moving. So, y'all, right now I'm like, at that point I'm like, oh my God, I lost my wallet. And then I start thinking, all of my personal information is in my wallet. Now look, not all of it, but an awful lot of personal information is in a man's wallet. His driving license in his wallet. His one credit card, a debit card, is in his wallet. Those are important things for a man. The ladies, y'all got purses, you know? Y'all purse is important. Well, a man's wallet is important. Now listen, y'all, there are many times in my life where if I misplace something, I employ the Holy Spirit to help me find it. Maybe y'all not as spiritual as I am, meaning overly spiritual. Maybe I'm not. But see, the word says that the Holy Spirit is a helper. So listen, sometimes I employ that. I employ that help to help me find something that I have so ever lost. And anyway, so I'm like getting frustrated now, y'all. I'm at the point of frustration because I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. So I'm looking around because I got renewed vigor because I just asked the Holy Ghost to help me, man. So I'm looking and I'm looking. I still can't find it. My wife's trying to talk to me. And now I'm starting to see red, y'all, because I'm mad and I'm angry. So I start talking to the Holy Ghost. I said, man, what you doing? I asked you to help me. I ain't found the thing yet. You supposed to be a helper. What are you doing? I can't find it. Where is my wallet, Holy Spirit? Now, some of y'all might be a little offended at that. But I'm just being honest. That's right. I said it. I said it and I meant it. I told the Holy Ghost. I said to the Holy Ghost, why are you not doing your job? I said it, y'all. I said it. And I meant it. And I meant what I said. And I was angry. And some of y'all probably feel like I sinned. But oh well, it's what I did. So I'm getting angry. I called up the restaurant. I said, listen, I might have left my wallet in your restaurant last night. Here's my name. Here's my number. You know, call me. Look for the thing and call me. The girl says to me, I'll call you in 30 minutes. I said, 30 minutes? I'm looking for my wallet, girl. So I'm so hot right now. Now I'm saying to myself, now look, come on now, Lord. I don't do everything right. I might look at a few things I ain't got no business looking at sometimes. Fellas, y'all know what that is. I might let some things out my mouth that shouldn't come out of it sometime. I ain't the holiest man you ever met. But I try hard to be righteous. I try hard to be a good man of God. I try hard that when I open my mouth and say this is who I am, I try hard to make sure that that's who I am. Ain't no faking here. I am not a fake buster. I'll keep it real because I am real. And I said, Lord, wait, man, hold on now. I try my best to live right for you. Hey, man, I was singing with Kenton Jones this morning, giving you what you wanted. I was giving you the praise. That's what Kenton Jones said. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it when the music came on to start this track. Y'all heard it. I put it on for y'all because that's what I was listening to this morning, y'all. I was listening to giving what they want. I'm going to give you what you want. What you want, what you want. That's what the song say. I'm going to give you the praise. And I worshiped him, man. I had my little praise and worship session. And I was saying, Lord, wait a minute. Now I gave you praise. I worshiped you. And y'all might be like, wow, is this the wallet, Lynn? Call and cancel all your cards. No, that's not my attitude. My attitude is, wait a minute. Who are you to be robbing me? Who's taking from me? See, that's my attitude. Who's taking from me? I'm a child of the Most High. Who is taking from me? And I said, oh, Lord, I got to get my wallet, Lord. Why can I not have my wallet? And y'all, I'm telling y'all, this was an experience. This was an experience for me, y'all. And I was fired up, man. I grabbed my keys and I said, okay. All right, Lord, I'm going to this restaurant. The girl from the restaurant hadn't called me back. I said, I'm going to this restaurant. My wife said, cancel your cards. I said, no, I ain't canceling my cards. I'm going to the restaurant. I'm going to see if they got my stuff up there. Now, look, y'all, I'm just mad right now. I'm mad. And she said, well, baby, you sure you don't want me to cancel? I said, woman, listen, I'm mad at the Holy Ghost right now. Y'all. I was upset because I felt like, what you mean you taking my wallet? I'm telling y'all, I looked up and down this house. I did it. My wife went behind me because she knows that when I get angry, I can't see nothing. She knows it. Now listen, I'm slow to anger, but baby, when I get there, whoo. So I storm out of my house and get in my car and I drive down to the restaurant. Now listen, it don't get no better when I get to the restaurant because I get there. I see my name and my phone number on a little piece of paper on the countertop at the bar. And I'm looking for the girl. I find the girl. I said, hey, you found my wallet? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, why didn't you call me? She said, well, the night manager, he's going to be here at 4. And I'm saying to myself, at 4, woman, I just told you I lost my wallet. Why are you saying this guy is coming 4 o'clock? That is, looking at my watch, 4 hours from now. I'm not waiting 4 hours. Call him on the telephone and ask him, has he found the wallet? Yo, I want y'all to feel the wrath I had in me. But of course, they called him and he didn't have it. So I get back in my car. And then I said to God, I said, Lord, forgive me for talking to you like that. But I'm upset. I'm unbothered. I said, even if I did lose it, you got the power to make it supernaturally appear. Oh, I'm talking something now. I'm saying something now, y'all. Even if I did lose my wallet, you got the power to take it from wherever it is. If it's sitting on the grass, if it's sitting up under something that I can't see, you got the power to pick it up and put it in front of me. That's just what I believe, y'all. See, that's how I am. See, that's why I got upset. Because I felt like even if I did, because I'm yours, give it to me. Ooh, not demanding of God, but I'm looking for God to do his power. I did. I said it, y'all. I said it. God is not working for me. I am working for him. But because I am for him, his power is for me. So I'm hyped, y'all. Now I'm in the car on my way home. Call my wife up. Go ahead and cancel the cards, baby. She so lovingly went and took care of that for me. She knew I was angry. And as I was on my way home, I just couldn't give it up. I just couldn't get that thing up. I said, no, Lord, I need my wallet. I need my wallet, Lord. That's too much information in my wallet. I need my wallet, Father. And Lord, let me tell you, I don't know who got it. I don't know who's got my wallet, but Lord God, you stuffed them. You caused them to not be able to do anything with my wallet. Ooh, y'all, I was talking, y'all. So I'm coming home and I'm like, oh, I'm just agitated. And I know I got to give in to calling my credit cards now. Because I can't find it. I looked through all my house. I can't find it. I looked at my desk in my office and I couldn't find it. So I got back in my house and I said, let me go online and tell the people with my credit card that I lost it. So I put my hands on the keyboard, y'all, and I said, Lord, I gotta have my wallet. I gotta have my wallet, Lord. Somebody gotta drop it in my mailbox. Somebody gotta come bring it to my door. I gotta have my wallet back, Lord. I'm telling y'all, y'all think I'm playing. I am so serious. I did that, man. And then I opened up my eyes and looked up, y'all. And on the top of my external hard drive sat my wallet. Woo! My wallet, y'all. Listen, I called my wife into the office and I said, babe, look at what's on top of this hard drive. And she looked and she said, oh my God. I said, it's my wallet. I bent over, y'all. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I bowed myself over and I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Now look here. For all your naysayers that'll say, well, Lennon was there the whole time. I don't care. I don't even care. I'm on this mic to give God praise, period. I'm on this mic to give him praise. Let me back that up. To give him praise, honor, and glory. And I'm going to worship him whether you like it or not. That's right, I said it. Whether you like it or not, I'm doing it. My wallet showed up, and I gave him praise. So, as much as I talk that smack to the Holy Ghost, I'm putting it out here. God brought my wallet right back. I don't know where my wallet was. I couldn't find it, y'all. I looked all over my desk. My wife looked all over my desk. It was not there. And I looked up, and boom, there it was. Y'all can call it what y'all want to call it. But I'm going to tell you what. Right now, I want to tell you that God's power is beyond our power. And we ought to expect it to be so. We ought to live like people who expect God to do great things, not just so we can have stuff, so that we can give him glory, we can give him honor, and we can give him praise through it. You understand what I'm saying? God will knock doors down that you can't. God will do stuff that you can't. God can find things that you can't. God will stand up things that you can't. God will stand when you can't. That's God. You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I was so upset, y'all, the reason why I was so upset, because that's what I know him to be. I know him to be somebody who was constantly calling me, just like a radio signal constantly puts out a signal. There's a big circle and it constantly comes and comes and comes. But it takes a tuner to be able to tune into the channel. channel to be able to hear it. God, for years, sent signals out for me, and one day, my tuner hit the right channel, and I was found. I wasn't lost to God. He knew where I was, but he was not communicating with me because I didn't have the proxy necessary to do so. And then I called on Jesus, and Jesus, oh Lord, I'm preaching. I don't care though. I'm hyped, y'all, and I want to come on this mic and praise God. I'm going to give him what he want. That's what the song say, y'all. Give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you want. That's what the song say, y'all. I'm going to give him praise. So look, if you out there right now and you lost, God know where you at. God know where you at. Get on his frequency and change your life, man. Give your life to Christ, man. And expect God to do great things. Believers, man, stop accepting things. And get in God's face and say, you know what, Lord? You the king. You're the most powerful. You're the great and mighty God. You have power to change this. And I'm going to fight for this change. Fight for your change, man. Fight. Paul said that faith was a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight it. Get your dukes up and act like that you got a God that saves. Act like you got a God that restores. Act like you got a God that redeems. Act like you got a God that protects. Act like you got a God that can give you what you cannot get on your own. Get up and give him praise. That's right. I said it. Get up. And that's it, y'all. Y'all know y'all got to keep praying for me. Y'all know how I do it. I love all y'all, man. Be encouraged. God is king, man. And don't ever forget that. Yo, the day Jesus spoke, hiphop.com. Keep it locked, man. It's your man, Lynn. I'm out of here. Keep praying for me. Y'all know I need it. Peace.